close enough to being in bed. Close enough for all practical purposes. I fluff a pillow by smashing it.
Well, you're pretty good at puffing them, because whenever you do it, you kind of... They're always pretty puffy when you do it.
What if I get really close to the microphone?
How loud do you think it got?
Pretty loud, I think.
I just broke people's earphones.
Mm. Broke people's ears. I had a great question today.
Would you rather be invisible or fly?
No.
Are we going to go over that again?
No, we're not. If you could write a letter to anybody, living or dead, who would you write to and what would you ask? What would you say?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I know. It's such an interesting question because it implies that you're writing a letter, not an email. It's not a conversation. You're not getting an immediate response. You don't know if they'll even understand it. They may ask for clarity. They may not understand the context because, like, if somebody came from the future and said, May 5th, don't wear blue pants, just trust me. You go, whatever, dude. You're nuts. You wouldn't believe
I would.
Them
I wouldn't wear blue pants. I'm going to trust what this person's saying to me.
I don't know. I would question.
Man, I don't know. Trying to think of the person, like someone that I like my favorite person.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't think of anyone. Maybe Gerard Way. That'd be pretty cool.
Who?
Gerard Way.
I'm not sure who that is.
My Chemical Romance.
Is he a singer?
Yeah.
Is he alive?
Yes.
No, okay.
The band isn't alive. Band broke up in 2013.
So. Yeah. What would you say?
I don't even know.
He's alive. You could write him this letter, whatever you want. I mean, you could
do
that now. Oh, yeah,
I could. Yeah, but I don't know if
you'd
see it.
It just defeats the purpose of the question.
Whenever... Well, you said alive or dead.
I would write a letter to my neighbor, Tom, and I would ask him if I could have my lawnmower back.
Well... I don't know anyone dead that I'd like to write a letter to.
Really?
Oh, wait, yeah, I don't.
There's gotta be lots of people.
Talia.
Hmm.
But, no, yeah, Talia. I choose Talia.
What would you say?
I don't know. Just tell her what a big impact she had on me. How she inspired me to start makeup and inspired me to keep going. Inspired me to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I might write a letter to my mom and ask her what her master plan was. Because as a grown-up, as an adult looking back, it seems like she took lots of risks. She took some paths that, as a grown-up with kids, I don't know that I would make those decisions. And I don't know that I would take the kind of risks or the chances that she took. And I don't think she was irresponsible. I think she had a plan for something and she was hoping to make a life change. But you know, nobody knows what it is. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I had to work today. I have to work every third. One on, two off. One on. So, here's my question. What do you, when do you get out of school? When's your last day of school? Second week 17th? Of June?
17th, I believe.
Of June?
Yeah.
Good, so we got some time. So then here's my thought. The next time I have to work on a Sunday, I'll have a Monday off. Why don't we plan a bash? Traditional old school. Sausages.
Like with who?
With anybody. I already talked to, you know, like, I think it would be neat to have some of the old.
That'd be so awkward. Members. I never talked to them. I don't even remember the last time I talked to Ben. I talked to Jack, because he's in my math class, mm-hmm. occasionally. That would be so weird.
I think it would be cool.
I think it would be weird. We don't talk. I haven't spoken to them in three years.
Fall back in. Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
Theirs. I would totally talk to them if they talked to me.
That's the crap answer. I think it would be neat to have like the whole gang. Noah. We could invite Noah.
That'd be so weird.
I think it would be awesome.
It would be cool, but it would fall back in very quickly.
You could invite some of your current group.
Hey, Siki has zero period. Sable just wouldn't be able to come. Her mom wouldn't take her.
What's a zero period?
He has two electives during the day, so he has PE. Before all of us, like before school even starts, like it's a first class.
When?
Before school.
Because you know we do this at 7 o'clock.
It starts at like 7:30.
That's what we used to do. Suppose we could do it later.
7 o'clock. That's so early.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good time, but
we have to do it.
Maybe. Alana probably wouldn't go. Well, not just like wouldn't go, but wouldn't be able to.
Why?
I don't know.
How do they get to school? Do they live far?
Yeah. I know that Sable's mom wouldn't take her.
How does she get to school?
Her mom.
Why can't her mom just drop her off here instead of the school?
Because it's early. Her mother's a stubborn woman.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe Riley? Riley walks to school, though. I don't know. Yvette.
Well, let's pencil that in.
I don't think people are going to come that early.
Well, we'll have to figure out a time. Whatever that time is, it doesn't have to be 7. It used to have to be 7 because school started way earlier.
7:44 is when school started. I remember that. I don't know why.
7:44. Really?
Mm-hmm.
We had to get you up and go to school that early? That's just nuts.
You guys didn't have to get me up. What was it? The entire 5th grade, I woke up alone every day at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
I had to be ready by 7:10 because that's when the K's came and got me. Don't know why they went so early.
You didn't get up at 7.
Yeah, I did.
Like 6:45. You can't get ready in 10 minutes. You can't even get ready for bed in 10 minutes anymore.
Hey.
And all you gotta do is stop doing what you're doing and get in bed.
Well.
It takes you more than 10 minutes.
Don't stop doing what you're doing.
All right, so we have to get some invites out if we're going to do this. I was talking with Kim, and she said that the Shikers.
The what?
Shiker? That's the name, last name?
Are you talking about Mark?
Mark. They're going, he's going to Milliken next year.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Maybe we'll all become friends with Mark again.
I don't think you should lose touch with any of these kids.
No, yeah, I'm not going to.
But you kind of have.
But I'm not going.
But you need to reattach yourself in terms of being friends.
Well, I've...
They're good people. And...
Yeah. Did I ever tell you, like, 2 months ago, maybe? Miles walked past us. I'm like, I'll say hi to Miles. And I was like, hey, Miles. And he just looked at me and didn't say anything. It's like...
He goes to school with you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, uh-huh. Miles. Jenny and I still talk, like, every day. She's in my P class and another class.
Good.
Another class that I can't remember right now. But we talk, like, every day.
How's she doing?
Good. She has her braces off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She got them off a while ago.
But... When did she get them on? Earlier than you.
Yeah.
Fifth, like sixth grade or something.
Yeah,
like
I think so.
Interesting. Okay. Save her.
Alrighty.
You have your stuff to take care of tomorrow. What are you going to do?
Go see Miss Knowles.
Okay.
For the thing for B.
Okay. And then anything with math or with science? Or with history, rather? That you need to catch up on? Uh-uh. Okay. You don't have much time left.
I don't know.
So. TCB.
What?
Take care of business.
Alright. Sounds like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. We very good night's sleep and get even more. Never mind. Put your healing kind of wise back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Fan on low? On anything. I have mad skills. What would you want to know? Medium?
Yeah.
All right. Good night.